In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with each of you this afternoon. We gather in the name of Jesus this evening. Let us turn to him as he's here in our midst and ask for his forgiveness and his peace in our lives. Lord Jesus, you call us to ever fuller life. Lord, have mercy. Christ Jesus, you promise us living water. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, fill us with your spirit of life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sin, and bring us to life everlasting. Let us pray. Father, you are the author of every mercy and of all goodness. In fasting and prayer and almsgiving, you have shown us a remedy for sin. Look graciously on this confession of our lowliness, that we who are bowed down by our conscience may always be lifted up by your mercy. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Exodus. In those days, in their thirst for water, the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "Why did you ever make us leave Egypt? Was it just to have us die here of thirst with our children and our livestock?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? A little more, and they will stone me." The Lord answered Moses, "Go over there in front of the people, along with some of the elders of Israel, holding in your hand as you go the staff with which you struck the river. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock in Horeb. Strike the rock, and the water will flow from it for the people to drink." This Moses did in the presence of the elders of Israel. The place was called Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled, "The Lord in our midst or not?" The word of the Lord. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us acclaim the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing psalms to him. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we are the people he shepherds, the flock he guides. Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massah in the desert, where your fathers tempted me. They tested me, though they had seen my works.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in hope of the glory of God. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only the difficult does want die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to a tower and gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered her and said, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where can then you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself, with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, But whoever drinks the water I will give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. Jesus said to her, Go, call your husband and come back. The woman answered and said to him, I do not have a husband. Jesus answered her, You are right in saying, I do not have a husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true. The woman said to him, Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem. Jesus said to her, Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is Spirit, and those who worship God must worship in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything. Jesus said to her, I am he, the one speaking with you. At that moment, the disciples returned and were amazed. What are you looking for? Or why are you talking with her? The woman left her water jar and went into town and said to the people, Come and see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ? They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. So the disciples said to one another, Could someone have brought him something to eat? Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, In 4 months the harvest will be here? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified, that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work. Many of the Samaritans at that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, He told me everything I have done. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, as you know, today's Gospel reading is from the Gospel of John, and it's one of those that we read in the cycle A for Lent, which means we read some of the stories that have layer upon layer upon layer of meaning. And that clearly is one of these. And the layer I'd like to look at this week, especially given what's going on around us, is Jesus saying, I will give you living water. I mean, here this woman is coming up to the well, and you can tell by what she says, she's getting kind of tired of it. Give me some of this stuff, she says, so I don't have to keep coming back here. So she's caught in the drudgery of life, and Jesus promises her something more. He promises her living water. Now, the living water has many different layers to it in terms of meaning. But one of the layers of meaning is that Jesus is offering her and us wisdom. A wisdom that will guide us in how we live our lives, so that no matter what we are facing, we can find our way into life. And the wisdom that Jesus is offering is not a question of dogma. I hate to say it because I'm a theologian, but it's not a question of theology. It's not a question of philosophy. The wisdom that Jesus offers us is himself. his life, his example, his spirit, his way of dealing with other people. And it is important for us to pay attention to Jesus as the wisdom that leads us into life, especially given what we're facing these days. As you know, we're facing what has now been declared a pandemic. And we're also facing the economic fallout from that. So there is a great deal of uncertainty, and there is a great deal of fear and anxiety in our lives these days. And in the midst of all that, we need wisdom. We need the wisdom of Jesus to help us in this time. And not just help us, but the wisdom of Jesus teaches us that in any situation, his spirit, his wisdom can guide us through anything so that we can find life through it. Lent is a time when we're slowly working our way to the celebration of the death and resurrection of Jesus. And there we see the very heart of that wisdom in his death and his resurrection. What it tells us on one level is, even in the face of death, even in the face of his own death, Jesus finds a way through it, a way of living through it that leads to greater life. And it's not just his death that does that. I think we sometimes make a mistake as Christians in thinking we are saved by Jesus' death. No, we're saved by his whole life, by the wisdom that's lived through his whole life. We're saved by what he shows us there. He shows us how to live with others so that we can find our way to life. And so during this Lent, we practice that wisdom in prayer. And especially at this time, we need to be praying for each other, praying for the victims, praying for the sick, praying for those who live in fear, in alms, in works of charity, especially for those who would be in greater need because of this situation, in a welcoming. Paul encourages us today to live in hope. And he says, in a different translation than the one we read, our hope is not deceptive. This is not something that's fooling us. Because we know the love of God has been poured into our hearts. The love of God has been given to us. And in our hearts dwells the Spirit of God. And that Spirit will give us the wisdom we need to live through anything well. To live through even a crisis well, so that at the far end of it, we may have walked in such a way that we can find life. That love that Paul tells us about is the wisdom of Jesus. It's a wisdom that is the living water. It's the wisdom that is Jesus who spent his life energy living for others. And what not only his death, but his whole life teaches us, that when he did that, life flourished around him. Hopefully, we can live the same way, live that same wisdom, so that life might flourish around us. As I said, we're working our way towards Easter. And Easter is the central mystery of Christianity. I actually think Christianity, for all of its liturgy, for all of its dogmas, for all of everything that's a part of what Christianity is, has a very simple mystery at the heart of it. Just a simple little thing. And that mystery is, when you give your life for someone else, life flourishes, both for you and for that other person. That's the heart of Christianity. In a few moments, we'll approach this altar, and in an older translation, we used to proclaim after the consecration that mystery. Christ has died, Christ is risen. It is the central mystery. It is the wisdom that Jesus has given us, and it is the wisdom we desperately need today. In these days of uncertainty and fear, let us pray to God, who is ever present with the help we need in times of trouble.
For the church throughout the world, especially for all who are unable to gather to celebrate the Eucharist at this time, wear oneness in the communion of saints. We pray to the Lord. for all those working to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, nurses, doctors, and medical professionals, researchers, and emergency workers, that they may be filled with strength and wisdom, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have been impacted by this outbreak, those who have died and those who mourn them, those who are sick, alone, vulnerable, or afraid, that Christ the healer may be with us all, we pray to the Lord. For the poor, the hungry, and the homeless, that we may find ways to serve them and lift them up during this time, we pray to the Lord. For our elect, that during these days they may intensify their preparation for the sacraments by staying close to Jesus through his life-giving word and through love of neighbor, we pray to the Lord. For all of us, that we may hunger for God as never before and drink deeply of Christ, our living water, we pray to the Lord.
Father, since you are with us, nothing that has happened, nothing still to come, can rob us of our hope in Christ. Sustain us, we beg you, during this time of uncertainty. Encourage those who are afraid. Bind us now more than ever to you and to each other, so that we may triumph by the power of him who loves us, our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to offer, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to offer, the fruit of the vine and the work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Father, be pleased with these sacrificial offerings. Grant that we who beseech pardon for our own sins may take care to forgive one another. We ask this through Christ our Lord. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus the Christ. For he is your word through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Fulfilling your will and gathering for you a holy people, Jesus stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so that he might break the bonds of death and reveal to us the resurrection. And so with all the angels and saints in heaven, and in the name of every creature on earth, we sing the hymn of your glory. Father, you are holy indeed. You are the fountain of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Holy Spirit upon them. May they become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, Jesus took bread and gave you thanks. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body." In a similar way, when supper was ended, Jesus took the cup. Again, he gave you thanks, gave the cup to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant. It will be poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memory of Jesus' death and resurrection, we offer you, Father, the bread of life and the cup of salvation. We give thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by his Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your church spread throughout the world and bring us to the fullness of charity, together with Paul, with Francis our Pope, Paul our Archbishop, and all who serve your people. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into your light. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her husband, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may come to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. And let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. And graciously, day, your mercy, may we always be free from sin and safe from all harm, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us the peace and unity of your kingdom, where you live and reign forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with each of you this evening.
And with your spirit.
Thank you. Let us offer one another a sign of peace, keeping safe distance. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. We humbly ask you, O Lord, that what is being brought about us in mystery may come to true completion. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who is our Lord forever and ever. May Almighty God bless us this evening. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us go in peace.